Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, and may break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next meeting, which is held every month, will be on August 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any EchoLink check-ins. Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds. Hearing none, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations out there wishing to check in?
And to KPL portable.
I didn't hear you. Could you please repeat? Was it Kilo Delta 2 Golf? I didn't quite get the rest. Marginal into the repeater. I don't know if you can get to a clearer location, but I'm going to take you before Rich, if you don't mind, in case this gentleman is on the road. So, go ahead.
Kathy, he sounds like he might be 5 off.
Okay, KD2GHL, go ahead.
Off.
I'm not sure whether you can make that adjustment or not. I didn't catch your name, though. Okay, Rich. Well, thanks. Thanks for joining us this evening. And kudos to your old radio. Okay, Rich, KPR, go ahead.
Oh, this could confuse you with two riches on the same frequency, huh?
Okay, Kathy. You'll make it.
Yeah, well, started off today with our appointment of the day. Had to go over there and get the paperwork filled out. There's nothing more they can do in my ears or like that. Some of the TV shows are actually better than others. They're more realistic. None of that Hollywood glitz in there, you know. All that stuff. They made a little on a lower budget, but they still do a great job. And that's about it. So I'll pass it back to you, Ken. Good evening, everybody. It's already signed in and waiting to sign in. KPR. Oh, by the way, I don't know if the repeater was this echo. I didn't hear it on the scanner.
Rich, you're in and out. I don't know if you're making a repeater or not. You sound like you've been in and out of a hive of bees. So I didn't get most of what you said. So I don't know if you want to try a little higher power and retransmit.
Well, how about that? Is that any better, Kathy?
So far, it is.
Okay. Started out this morning, had to go to the VA and fill out some paperwork. And hopefully I'm going to get a little bonus cash out of this, because they can't do any more of my ears than what they've already done. It's just, I've lost enough of my hearing that I'm got the highest powered hearing aids they make, and I can't go any higher. Got them jacked up all the way too, so. Outside of that, then my aide came over, and I also said at the end that I didn't hear echo aids get hooked up. Well, I don't know if it's still hooked up, or if it got hooked up or not. And to keep you up.
Okay, Rich, well, you were loud and clear that time. Good. Well, at least you had some good weather this morning before the rain hit you before lunch, so that's good. All righty. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Kathy. WA2U, good evening.
Alrighty, we have George and John. Anyone else who'd like to join us this evening? Oh, okay, George, we've got a small group this evening. And how was your day today?
Well, good evening, Cassie, and everybody, and John, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, temperature 68 degrees here on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 58 to 79. It did get warm. We did have some periods of sunshine, periods of clouds. We didn't get any rain today. The heavy showers and that were yesterday. So today we didn't get any. It looked like it was coming, but it didn't. Got the lawn mowed and wash done. And just a minute here. A little chuckle we'll see you for this evening. Something that had happened something about 30-something years ago to me. I was at a wedding, and everything went fine with the introductory, here comes the bride and everything. but at the end, instead of the Mendelssohn Wedding Recessional, played something else by Mendelssohn, the War March of the Priests. Most people didn't know what it was. I had to bite my tongue that to laugh. I said, yeah, the wedding, and now the War March begins. Ooh, nasty, nasty. Okay, as a dental PFM clear.
That's good. Yeah, you have to know Mendelssohn. That'd be funny. Oh, my God. Well, I hope you didn't tell the bride and groom there. Alrighty, next up is John, WA2U.
WA2U. Good evening to everyone on frequency and the multitude of listeners out there. There must be something going on this evening, but no one told us about it, so hope everyone had a great day. We sat around the fire last night, and we didn't even turn on any music, just Kathy and I out there and listening to the nature, and it was all really, really nice and peaceful. Well, except for the people across the street, but we don't want to go there. They have this thing with their four-wheelers over there and making lots of noise. But anyways, that's all part of the experience. Let's see, what did we do today? I hooked up the SiriusXM radio. We got the new and improved version, so that came. We were kind of shocked to get that so quickly. But the other one's all boxed up and ready to send the UPS back out. So this one, Kathy likes the display and a lot better, more and improved, and plus I can rewind and fast forward, which I couldn't do with the other model that I just had gotten, unfortunately. And really exciting! I installed under the counter under the cabinets a light, and that's all working. So we have three now instead of just two. That's been gone for a year, and luckily Lowe still kept that one in stock. So one of mine was down in Utica, Rome, whatever, and he picked it up, and I never throw anything away. I always save the parts from something, so I got that all installed, and it all works, so we were pleased with that. But we did hear showers here. It's about 65 degrees, I think. Kathy checked the temp. 65 here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir, but it came down in buckets. Kathy was out moving some wood around, and we heard rumblings. The weather alert radio went off, but we didn't get any of the thunder and lightning like everyone else did. So, seems like I had something amateur radio related. Oh, the Woodman's Field Days are coming up August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And then up in Consul, they have the flywheel and pulley thing. That's September 11th, 12th, and 13th, so that sounds kind of a thing, interesting thing. We might try to get to both of those. So the lake has been quiet. A lot of people have been, unfortunately, not by choice, but have been pulling their boats out. So it's been very, very quiet on the Hinkley Reservoir. It's either pull out your boat or end up with it beached. There's some people that only come up every couple of weeks, and they're I don't know what they're going to do with their boat. Their boats are up on the bank. Turn it back over to that. Oh, there's a computer show on tomorrow called the Kim Commando Computer Show. It's on WIBX on 950. That show's been on for years. It starts at about 10 a.m. for anyone that's interested in computers. There's always something going on with a computer. Just think it's all working and it pops up with a surprise. WA to you back tonight. We'll have a great weekend. 7-3.
Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time? Or notes, news, or nonsense?
KPR.
Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, by the way, is this any better? I changed location.
Much, much better.
Okay, I'll say where I am, but I did change location. I went by Delta Lake today on the way to and from Rome, and I was amazed at how low the water was over there too. And it was really unreal. Boy, it's a wonder there's still boats out there running around. It looked like it was getting way too dangerous for that stuff. But you could start seeing the shallow spots out there. Anybody doesn't know that lake would end up hung up someplace. That's what they're into. Okay, back to you, Kathy. You're into KPS.
Okay, Rich, yeah, that happens here in Hinckley, too. Actually, farther down in the year, we can actually walk where the lake was, and in the winter, we can walk over the ice, so it's pretty fun. Alrighty, before I close the net, I usually give a little joke, so here we go. And archaeologists make the best husbands, because the older his wife gets, the more interested he becomes. I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. I would like to thank Rich and Rich, George and John, for joining us this evening, and say hello to all the listeners and the scanner listeners as well. Everybody have a great weekend, and enjoy yourself and be safe. This is KC2YXN, clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, whether we're out of traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
5AOW, good evening, Jack, no traffic.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
Okay, very good. Well, welcome back now. It's KC2NBU. Hello, Ray. N5ALW. Hello, Bob. N2WBX. Hello, Dennis. Thank you all for tuning in. Much appreciated. Looking for additional stations where there were all traffic.
Jack, just give me over in the 655 and to keep, excuse me, on 33 and to keep here.
Negative. Didn't hear you at all. Unless you doubled with somebody.
Yeah, I might have doubled with somebody. Okay, and to keep here.
Okay, very good, Rich. Good evening to you. Thank you for tagging in. Much appreciated. Maybe the link is down tonight or something, too. I don't know. Okay, very good. Any other stations? Way of the without traffic.
Well, they did have a call up on there, and I checked into that. But, maybe they knocked the link down afterwards. Had to keep you up.
Yeah, no, I just checked it. The link's working. Might have doubled. I didn't hear anybody else. But we got you now, so I thank you very much for that, Rich. Any other stations? We're without traffic. We had traffic for the group tonight. My action report. Rich, I know you're there. KC2NBU, are you still within listening range?
Yep, we're still here.
Okay, very good. N2WBX, how about you?
I'm still here, Jack.
Okay, very good. N5ALW, are you still there? He slipped away. Okay. Proceed, and for and for Bob if he's listening. Copy common parts, routine. KA2ZMZ 10. Liverpool, New York. August 1. Break. July Octane report. Stations 1047. I repeat, 1047. Traffic 269. Sessions 31. 7-3 break. Mark, KB2KOJ. And of course, he's my assistant net manager on Octane. And the traffic, if anybody needs Phil, then when I call you, give you the number, operate back in for me there. Okay, KC2NBU, number 22. I'm sorry, 122.
122, got it.
Thank you, Ray. WBX, number 123.
Roger, copy, I can remember that one.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you're right. Thanks, Dennis. And N2KPR, number 124.
Roger, 124, N2KPR.
Okay, very good. N5AOW, we listen by any chance. Okay, thank you all for taking in tonight, folks. Much appreciated. 7-3 is to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZMZ.